morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to the start of the day here, broadcast day here at Radio Valencia. I am Sully, and you're listening to Sufficient Grounds here. We're in San Francisco, California, in the heart of the mission. And it's been a little bit since I've been on the air here. I've been doing some traveling and was out sick for a bit. Everything's fine, though. Thanks for your concerns. And, so today we're going to have some fun. The holidays are here. I'm going to play some holiday songs. I'm going to sprinkle them in, but I actually really worked hard to sort of find songs that you normally wouldn't hear, because everybody hears the Burr Lives and, all the classics and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You're not going to hear that today. So let's just kick back here, and we're going to jump into it right now. Since we're in California, let's listen to a little bit of Going to California here on your Radio Valencia.
You've been working so hard all day. Won't you take your rest? You've been driving my blues away. Now it is my time. Come climb beneath my wings. Sweet child, it may not be for long. Well, I may be a drinking hard, like a fish that swims. Well, I could be riding high, like a floating cloud.
In a house on fire. You're a lost kid wandering the avenue. And you keep me waiting and waiting on you. I was with you, honey, when your heart was young. And I held you close and the stars they hung. Waiting up all night to see the morning. Me waiting and waiting on you. Yeah, you keep me waiting and waiting on you. And when I'm waiting on you, babe, it's a rolling tide. You know you're getting me low down. You can get me high. I try to hold you. You hurt my pride. Try to let you go. Shivering in my shoes, and you made me every single shade of blue. 'Cause you keep me waiting and waiting on you. Still hoping to see you coming into me in a silver morning, shivering in my shoes. And you made me every single shade of blue. Delta mama and a nigger jack man raised their Cumberland daughter in a Tennessee band. Played Springwater Station in, couldn't play fast, couldn't fit in. Called a 66 Dodge from Carolina. Got her education on her mama's dime. She was singing in a bar called Comatose, halfway rusted on a salty coast. Rock of Ages, cleave for me. Let me hide myself in thee, buried in the sand. 500 miles from Birmingham. Georgia on a Friday night, saw that little girl, she could sing alright. Spent 5 years going from town to town, waiting on that little girl to come around. Caught in the arms of New York City, to lose that gal seemed a terrible pity. Rock of Ages, cleave for me. couldn't take more than we could tow. Making something out of nothing with a scratch and a hole. Two old guitars like a shovel and a rope. Rock of ages, cleave for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Now I understand on better terms since Birmingham.
All right, there. That was Shovels and Rope. Their song Birmingham. That was off of the 2012 album O.B. Joyful. It's the dynamic couple duo there from Charleston, South Carolina. Michael Trent and Carrie Ann Hurst. And then before that, we heard Waiting and Waiting by Bonnie Light Horseman. Was off a brand new release called Keep Me On Your Mind, See You Free. And the band's from Wisconsin. And then right before that, we heard from Pentangle the song Sweet Child from 1973, way back in the day. And that was off their album Pentangling, from back in 1967 when that band was formed. Out there in Britain. And then we start off the set with another British band, Led Zeppelin, maybe you heard of them. And that was kind of a pared back track there that was Going to California, kind of the mandolin guitar mix. And that was off their 1971 release, Led Zeppelin 4. That was the first studio album from them. It was on a, I think, I'm sure that was on the original album. I think that was on a reissue, but that's I like that one. Good way to start off the show. Hey, you're listening to Sully. This is Sufficient Grounds here on Radio Valencia. You can hear us on the web at radiovalencia.fm or head over and pick up a couple apps there on the Androids and the iPhones and listen that way as well. Hope you're having a good day. We've had some rain out here in the Bay Area. It's been winter-like, which is kind of a welcome treat because it's been fairly warm here. Up until about, about 3 weeks ago or so. But it's good to be back here in the studio. Like I said at the top of the show, I've been out for a while. And like I said earlier, I'm going to sprinkle in some holiday songs here, but not the traditional ones. There'll be some different things, different songs that you maybe have heard, probably you haven't, though. So, but on that note, watch this transition, folks. I'm going to start off with some Miles Davis, because you can hear it on Radio Valencia. This is actually a live track he did with Quincy Jones back in, this was released back in 1993 from the Montreux Jazz Festival in 91. Anyway, here we go.
fields of tomorrow. The plastic man sings his sorrow. The Springfield air, the rocking chair was in the breeze of yesterday's dawn, and a wisp of cloud brings a torch to his marrow. Finds it hard to lose her, and a wisp of cloud brings a torch to his marrow.
been too long, I know, I know. Been on the road 100 days and I can't wait to see your face. Come home, she said, come home. You've been waiting so long for me, all I want is you this Christmas. Never have I felt such cheer. This is my favorite time of year. It's true, it's you. The kids are playing wild and free, lights shining on our Christmas tree.
All right. There's a little Christmas hit for you there. That was a band currently residing in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That was The Sirens. I'm sorry, that was Sleeping with Sirens. And they're originally from Orlando, Florida. And that was Christmas on the Road. That was a single from 2017. And then before that, we heard some like Canadian fiddle psychedelic country music from good old Art G. That was Tea Gardens there with kind of a warbly song there. That was actually from a 45 that I managed to find. And then we started off the set with Here Comes Da Honey Man, and that was a live track from back in 1991 at the Montreux Jazz Festival with Miles Davis and Quincy Jones. And that was actually one of the few times that Miles had ever revisited his past music in his career. And actually surprised jazz fans back in the day, because I guess he doesn't have a look in the rearview mirror kind of attitude towards his music. And but apparently Quincy Jones persuaded Miles to play the older music. And oddly, they met with a psychic at Quincy's home in New York. And there's some more to that story, but that's just all I got out of it. And that's all you're going to get right now. There was a psychic involved. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here on RadioValencia.fm. Just easing in here. It's a little chilly here in the mission, like I said. And the lights keep flickering on and off here, which is... Or maybe there's a psychic nearby. Anyway, enough of that. Let's jump into some new, some more Christmas music here from, well, from the band Low. And they actually put a Christmas album out back in 1999. And so let's listen to something from Low here on your Radio Valencia.
What is a home with a sensation is fading. The sweet, sweet burn of the first drink of the night underage. Knowing that you're gonna get away with it. You were a good man before you knew it. And I'm not vain enough to think that I'd have been good for you if I'd stayed. In the current of your life, I was an eyelash in the shipping lanes. And now I'm so scared about mystery. I fear I smell extinction in the folds of this Novocaine age coming on. I miss the smell of mystery. Reverb leaking out of tavern doors and not knowing how the sounds were made. So I left home and faked my ID. I fucked every man that I wanted to be. I was so stupid then. Why should mystery give its life to me? Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Maybe I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go home alone tonight. Those 30 garbage miles making wet cigarette butts and used tires. To be poor is the anchor that makes us so sure. Your sandy voice across my brow, you haven't aged a day. Is it because you took a shortcut that makes people say you're crazy? Is it true? You're a time traveler, you. Is it true? I've seen crazy too. Well, can it be a comfort between us? Because I never want to know for sure. Baby, I'm afraid, but it's not your fault. Maybe I should go. Pale town, where excitement is a yellow curb. My dream awake leaps through my window from the highway. You turn my head and set the break too late. Lisa T's metric tongues crash.
duet between Nico Case and Mark Lanegan from Screaming Trees from back in 2008. And that was off of Nico Case's album, Hold On. And then before that, we heard something kind of interesting from Big Thief. Normally their music is kind of intense, but heard something a little bit more pared down, a little more folky. They heard Red Moon, and that was off their 2022 release, Dragon, New Mountain, I Believe in You. Big shift there for that band. And before that, we heard from Jenny Hav from Oslo, Sweden. Is that right? Norway. Excuse me. I think I have that right. Oh, my God. I haven't had enough coffee. We heard American Coffee. There you go. That's what I need, American Coffee. That worked well. And that was from the 2022 release, Classic Objects. And then we start off the set with Mimi Parker and Alan Sparhawk from their 1999 Christmas album entitled Just Like Christmas. Band's from Duluth, Minnesota. Unfortunately, not around anymore. Mimi passed a couple years back. But Alan has put new music out. He's got something new that's got kind of a techie kind of drum machine kind of thing going on there. And I checked that one out from Alan Sparhawk. So first, I don't have the name of the album here, but I think it is the first release since Mimi passed away. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here. We're about an hour into the show right now. Well, we're just cruising along here. You know, I don't think I actually told you everything about the Nico Case album. Sort of like having a moment here. Yeah, that was Curse of the I-5 Corridor. That was actually from 2018. I think I said that part. And I looked at, aside from the Mark Lanegan duet,